Now, the statue of Molly Malone on Dublin's Suffolk Street gets a lot of attention. If it could speak, it would probably say much of it is unwanted. It is regularly mauled by people groping Molly's breasts as they get their photographs taken alongside her and her wheelbarrow. Now, a report by expert metalworkers say that the entire sculpture is unstable with multiple broken fittings. We're joined in studio by Ray Yates, our arts officer with Dublin City Council. Good morning, you're very welcome. This report said that two fixing pins below the statue's body have come loose or have cracked. It's only being held in place by two fixing pins underneath the cart wheels. That doesn't sound stable. Is it safe?
It's totally safe, yeah. We respect the report, but we attended immediately when we received it, and city engineers have verified that the statue is not going anywhere. It's well fixed in place.
How did you check that?
That was done with a scope. The engineers place it in between the plinth and the ground itself. There are more than two fixings. There's about five, as far as I'm aware, under the cart and under the statue itself. So it's very stable. It's a small bit of vibration because of the amount of, you know, people who've been kind of leaning against the statue. But it's completely safe.
But if enough people leaned against it, what about these pins that they say are loose or cracked?
Yeah, we've carried out tests, like extensive tests, pushing at the statue, placing weight against it. Everything's fine.
OK, so what do you have any plans to further stabilise it?
Yeah, it's in the long term, it's not an urgent matter. We probably will place liquid concrete into the plinth itself to further stabilise it.
Are you going to move it?
Well, I think we have options. We have stewards at the statue this week who are having conversations with the public, and we want to understand why this behaviour is occurring and is it possible to prevent it. The first option would be to leave it there and probably do nothing except carry out repairs. Just accept that this behaviour is something that occurs worldwide with statues throughout the world. The second thing would be to perhaps put a structure around it or to raise it. That's expensive and could increase risk if people felt they had to climb up on the plinth or climb over the railings. And then the big option would be to move it, perhaps move it indoors. However, I think that we just need probably the week to discuss with people, to talk to tourists and everybody else who is interacting with the statue and see what the options are.
Because it is being damaged, isn't it, even aesthetically? The bronze on the statue is being diminished.
Yeah, the patination, as they say, has been worn away, and we're just waiting for exactly the same contractor to come in and repaint it before the end of May. And that might be something we just have to do regularly and accept the behaviour.
OK, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Ray Yates, Arts Officer with Dublin City Council.